A ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from
Gordon Keith.
I didn't even realize how meta the last line was until just now.
Yeah.
It's a lot of layers. Inception-like. A lot of layers to it.
And as always, the ramp is brought to you by Asante Center for Healing and Mark Spain Real Estate.
As always.
That's right.
We bring you a couple of pieces of audio today for the ramp. Let's start with one from yesterday. So yesterday at 8:40, it was St. Patrick's Day. Ham did an Irish game show.
Thank you.
Which, I don't remember who won. Do you remember Ham? DJ,
check
do you remember?
My notes.
Maybe it'll come back to me at some point.
You won.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Maybe
we weren't even looking at notes.
Whoa. Let's just replay that thing then. How about that?
Good.
We won't, though.
Oh.
But we did an Irish game show where you got extra points if you read your answer in an Irish accent. We had some fun. But there was a moment towards the end that had DJ and I very confused. And I don't think...
A ham segment that had you confused.
Well, left flummoxed.
Yeah.
I think we would have stopped down a little bit more if we weren't already right up against the clock. But this was the last question of this game show. And Ham said a name that had both of us, I'm positive, very confused. Oh. And let's hear that.
DJ, this actor was born and raised in Ireland in real life despite playing a Russian in The Hunt for Red October. A, Tim Curry. B, Sean Connery. C, Sam Neill. And D, Stellan Skarsgård.
Who was C?
Sam Neill.
Okay.
Yeah, I was kind of confused on that too.
So, DJ, I'm assuming you're with me. I heard
Samuel.
Samuel.
Pronunciation.
Well, I think yesterday when we talked about it, you said sounds like a Brazilian soccer player with one name.
Yeah.
Samuel's coming to town.
Samuel. The bicycle kick for the winner.
Matt McLaren's kid character that he likes to do.
Samuel, yeah.
And it wasn't until after that, when you said it again, and then you said, it's the guy from Jurassic Park, that I realized, wait, he's saying Sam Neill.
Yeah.
But
We're up against the clock.
For whatever, why were you saying Sam Mule?
I don't know.
Do you have an isolated day?
Sam Neill?
Sam Mule.
Wow.
Really weird.
Not that I don't think it would have made a difference for me, even if I would have known the actual name, but yeah, I did not know what he was talking about at all.
It stood out so much that I think I even said, this is super easy. It's whoever this weird name is. It's got to be this guy.
Sam Neill?
It's got to be Sam Neill.
Sam Neill. Or it's some kind of one-off like Christmas character. Sam Neill.
It was really strange.
Sam Neill time.
Yeah.
Sam Neill?
And you're normally so sure-worded that I was like, this has to be the guy's name.
Yeah. Pretty good broadcast yesterday.
It was Sam Neill.
And it was actually one of Ham's best broadcasts that he has had.
Thank you.
In a while, I think.
I would agree. All right, let's go to our next piece of audio here. This is from Twitter. Now, this video has been floating around. It's from a Ring doorbell camera. And it's from a delivery driver who is upset and gets upset with this homeowner. And there's a debate online on whether or not this person went too far. We had to clean it up a little bit because there is some foul language. But let's hear a little bit of it.
I've been waiting on this day to tell you how much I hate this f***ing house. The waters, all the shit that you order, all of the shit, I hate it. I hate this house. I hate that you order shit. You are the f***ing laziest f***ing house in this whole damn neighborhood. You're inconsiderate. You're full of shit. I hate everything about y'all. I hate it. All you have to do is order the store from Walmart Pickup or Central Pickup or whatever, and go put the in your own truck and go do it yourself. You are the laziest sons of bitches ever. And then people bring this shit. We break our backs, we break our necks, we break our nails, we break everything to bring you this shit. And you're ungrateful as shit. I hope you know that.
Wow.
So I don't know if you guys caught it, but like I said, pretty upset.
Which part did people think they went overboard? I don't...
Looking directly at the doorbell camera, telling him, you're the laziest pieces of S in the world. I hate you. We hate coming to your house. And there, it was like a little bit of a compilation of people, different drivers, not just this lady, taking stuff to their house, and they're all fed up. So, like, they'll get there and they'll throw their packages onto the porch.
I like the one at the end of the video where, like, driver walks up with a dolly of about 8 packages and literally just dumps them all on the porch.
It's so apparent. The problem is there's not, like, a whole lot of backstory on to, like, how they have to get the packages up there or what the issue is. But for some reason, these delivery drivers all hate coming to this house.
Is there a list of food delivery drivers that have equal feelings about going to your house?
You mean like just the frequency?
Yeah, just how many times does this guy eat a day? And does he have to order out all the for every meal?
Yeah, you can order empanadas elsewhere. You don't have to do it from downstairs.
Luckily for me, when I do order every now and again,
he sends
multiple times a day.
He sends one of us.
I'm talking about at home. Oh. They've outsourced empanadas gathering to companies now. And I will typically tip that person pretty well. And I try to make their walk up to my door relatively easy. Now, I never want them to see me. I will 100% make sure I do no contact delivery. And the one time I've hated it is when I had done it back-to-back days. And I got the same driver back-to-back days. It was from the same place. I like what I like. I eat same stuff for lunch 2 or 3 times a week.
Respect.
I get into a routine and I'm like, oh, I think you've seen it. I eat this Thai food that's really good. And back-to-back days, Roman brought me the same Thai food, the exact same order back-to-back. And, I couldn't handle it. Thought about canceling it.
Okay. So what's the line on ordering too much stuff?
Well, it seems like these people order everything, which...
Yeah, if they got like a dolly of boxes, they're just dumping out.
Which, I mean, some people run their business out of their home, and there could be a lot of shipping and handling or whatever, and they are constantly getting in packages.
Some people are disabled.
Yeah.
So you have to deliver everything that they get.
There had to have been an interaction between the homeowners and delivery drivers one-on-one at some point. That went really badly, too.
Yeah, maybe they saw their Monty, and that's why they're taking it out.
What does that mean? Treat delivery drivers
their
poorly.
Their Monty? What does that mean?
Delivery drivers love me. Trust me.
You're putting multiple delivery drivers' kids through college?
Yeah, I keep them employed.
He's telling them jokes when they walk up.
He offers that instead of a monetary tip.
I open the door with a Sharpie.
Hey!
you want me to... No. Oh, you need me to sign your pad.
Okay, I forgot. I ordered food. I thought you were... Yeah.
Actually, a 20% tip at this house is an autograph. 25% is you get a joke also. So would you like 20 or 25%?
I'm not taking a photo. You can leave now.
Yeah, your service wasn't that good where you get a photo.
But it does seem like no matter what happens outside of, breaking the law or something, responding like that is going to probably get you fired. I mean, because it's not like they were hiding. I mean, it's going to be easy to identify at least this lady.
But the homeowner must be doing something if it's not just one delivery driver. It's multiple people.
To me, it seems like it's an issue of how they're
ordering
their house
everything.
Is set up. Or, yeah, like, it doesn't seem like it's easy to get to their house.
And when you're ordering heavy stuff, inconveniencing them.
And, yeah, if it's just your groceries, if you're getting a grocery order every other day and it's, big things of water and whatever, they're probably tired of, as she said, breaking their back. But... You have to be at your breaking point to lose your mind like that.
So, PSA, treat your workers well.
That's right.
Tip your drivers.
Tip your drivers.
Shout out to Samuel.
And shout out to Samuel, our dear friend.